News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Owners of SUVs, they're going to face charges possibly to drive into London because the Mayor and Transport Authorities have said that they're reviewing the danger posed by larger, heavier vehicles. And Kieran Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party, thinks not a bad idea and might be worth doing in Ireland. Kieran, is this essentially because you just don't like SUVs?
Not at all, Anton. Look, what I want to see is safer streets. And that's what the Greens are looking for and are bringing about all around the world. We see in Paris, the mayor there, Anne Hidalgo, making the city greener and safer. But what's interesting about this report, it's the Mayor of London's Vision Zero Action Plan 2, 90 pages long. And they look in real detail about the dangers in road safety on our streets. And Mayor Sadiq Khan, he says, look, there's 250 people alive today in London who would have died a decade ago because they've done so much on road safety, and they need to do more.
But the SUV thing is just populist tarring with one brush, isn't it?
No, because actually the detail in the report says, look, large SUVs, they're physically reshaping urban streets. They're too wide for the parking spaces. They block the sight lines. They make junctions and crossings more hazardous for everybody. And it is creating immediate and intensifying risks across London. So it's not just an opinion. It's facts that are laid down there. And really, you know, it's not just about SUVs. We need a lot on road safety. We need safe speeds, safe behaviours, safe vehicles and safer streets. And we need to get away from this kind of higher bonnets, bigger cars that is pushing people and cyclists off the road. So I think Mayor Sadiq Khan is really heading in the right direction.
But that's what I mean by the thing of tarring.
That's what I mean though by tarring with one brush, Kieran.
Like, there's a load of stuff in there that is big, broad, unsupported assertion that they're blocking junctions and that their sheer presence on the road is intimidating or causing accident. Has supported where?
Au contraire. I mean, if you look at this report, it's 90 pages long, Anton, and it gives the detail and it gives the evidence. And it says quite bluntly, large SUVs are child killers. You are twice as likely as a child in London to be killed by somebody driving an SUV than by another type of vehicle. So they look at the evidence and they're saying we need to do something about it.
But that's to suggest that SUVs are a single homogenous block. Some of them are very safe. Some of them are not.
There clearly is a difference between a small SUV and a large SUV.
But some of the largest ones have some of the best safety ratings.
By the same token, the evidence from London is that they are killing people. Maybe they're a lot safer for the people driving them, but for people walking across the roads, for children trying to see, it's almost impossible to see a child over the hood of
pedestrian safety ratings, Kieran. And some of these big SUVs have the best pedestrian safety ratings you can get.
The evidence from London is that these large SUVs are much more dangerous than smaller vehicles. But look, I think we have to look at the way they're advertised as well. I mean, I looked at an ad there online for a Land Rover Discovery. It talks about how their maximum speed is 209 kilometres an hour. If we advertised whiskey like that, we'd say it'll get you twice over the limit. We've got to rethink the way we market these vehicles. They are dangerous. And we need to.
Well, why don't we then, Kieran, given that we have a European agency that checks the safety of all vehicles, why not do it by NCAP ratings rather than by we just don't like big cars?
I think there's a lot of issues in play. There is the width of them. There is the weight of them. They're causing more damage to our city streets. They are taking up more space. They're causing more traffic because they can be up to a metre longer than ordinary cars. So I think it's not just about the safety rating. It's about a whole host of other factors. And I think we've got to take road safety much more seriously here in Ireland. And the language of this report, where they talk about people being alive today who would have lost their lives. That's the kind of language I want to hear from Sam Wade of the Road Safety Authority. But instead, he's saying, oh, look, we're pragmatic. We realise that changes will take time. There's an urgency in London about road safety.
But when
There's
we come round to it, though, Ciarán, when I add up together what you're saying, that they're big, that you don't like how they're advertised, that they take up space at junctions, that they're hard to park, essentially all of that boils down to you just don't like them.
No, they're child killers, Anton. They are killing more people than other vehicles. It's not about the NCAP rating. It's about the evidence from the streets of London. Now, I'm not saying that...
Come on, Ciarán. The NCAP rating is for individual vehicles. Calling them all SUVs means you pile everything in together into the one cohort.
We have to look at the way they're used. You know, I think a very practical first step would be to look at the how much we charge for parking in Dublin. You know the way there's new bike bunkers that where you can lock your bike for a year, but you pay €100 per year for the bike bunker. For any car, whether it's a monster SUV or a Fiat Punto, you pay €50. So I don't think you should pay twice as much to park your bike on a city street as a large SUV. So I think we need to look at parking charges. I think we need to look at safer streets and a whole Vision Zero design approach. And I think we don't need blunt instruments like a one-off ban or something like that. But we do need to take road safety a lot more seriously. Because if you look at the numbers, 190 people died on Irish roads last year. In London, the numbers of deaths and serious injuries have been coming down over the last 5 or 10 years. In Ireland, they're going up.
Okay.
And we need Sean Canny, the Minister for Road Safety, to bring in default safe speed limits. We need traffic cameras. We need to reform the Road Safety Authority. There's a lot that we need to do.
Okay.
And I think we can't just focus on SUVs and chargers or not. But I think one of the factors in play is that cars are getting larger. They're becoming more dangerous.
Ciarán, thank you very much. That is Ciarán Cuff, who is co-chair of the European Green Party.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.